defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios today. Big breaking news yesterday after we got off the air together on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Not a couple hours later did we find out that Pittsburgh's Mayor Peduto and the rest of that six-member, remember the six members of that nine-member city council in Pittsburgh we talked about months and months ago, that tried to enact their own laws after the shooting at the mosque in Pittsburgh. You remember that? And we said this is a state preemption law. It's clearly they're going to lose this case. And they did. The judge tossed it out yesterday. And, you know, now we're going to go into that detail here in just a second. But I'm going to tie it together for you in a bigger way. I'm going to start with this. Do you remember Shannon Watts and the absolute whopper, the joke? I mean, it's hard not to choke on your own saliva when you listen to Shannon Watts lie through her public PR fake mom teeth. You ready for this? Often people think that because we're doing this work, we're anti-gun or we don't support the Second Amendment. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is simply about restoring the responsibilities that go along with gun rights, restoring the responsibilities that go along with gun rights. This is from Shannon Watts. Like, I need lectured from this flat out bald faced liar who can look at CBS, a camera, Major Garrett, while he's just chucking softballs at her. I mean, he's letting her get away with anything. I mean, she could have been pinned to the mat on that so easy it wouldn't have even been funny. As I said before, I'd have had her crying and throwing her microphone off and leaving in tears. I would have just shredded her with that bald-faced lie. Often people think that because we're doing this work, we're anti-gun or we don't support the Second Amendment. Nothing could be further from the truth. Wow. 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 And when you hear that, you have to know that anything else coming out of her mouth relative to what she tells you about your gun rights, as if she's some kind of expert, is going to be a complete lie. It's completely inaccurate. This is an intellectually dishonest woman at her core. And she hates you, she hates this Constitution, and she hates your rights. That statement right there proves it. But what does that have to do with Pittsburgh? Shannon Watts' comment about supporting the Second Amendment, which is a joke on its face. What does that have to do with Pittsburgh? It has everything to do with Pittsburgh. Let's go to Pittsburgh for just a second. Because just yesterday, breaking, right, a couple hours after we got off the air together yesterday afternoon, the Pittsburgh gun ordinances that were enacted by the nine-member city council, six of whom voted in favor, three of those Democrats, that nine-member panel is Democrats, three of them said, look, this is a violation of Pennsylvania law and a violation of this state constitution. We cannot do this. There were three honest Democrats. I don't know. Do those even go together anymore? Honest Democrats? Pittsburgh gun ordinances struck down by Allegheny County judge. Gun restrictions passed by the city of Pittsburgh earlier this year were struck down by an Allegheny County judge on Tuesday. Judge Joseph James agreed with attorneys for gun rights advocates. Of course he did. He didn't have a choice. He doesn't live in Washington State. That advocates that the Pennsylvania Uniform Firearms Act trumps the city's ability to pass such legislation at a local level. Here's what the judge had to say, and I quote, stated simply, under the doctrine of field preemption, the UFA preempts any local regulation pertaining to the regulation of firearms. The Uniform Firearms Act is a comprehensive statute that evidences an intent by the legislature to preempt the entire field of firearms and ammunition across the state of Pennsylvania. Of course it does. This is what we refer to as preemption laws. Now, what exactly does it mean? If you're new to the program, if you're new to this fight for firearms rights, if you're an honest, intellectually honest, if you're in this quote-unquote phony debate that the anti-gunners have created, and you're an anti-gunner, and you're at least looking for answers and trying to be honest, you'll understand what I'm talking about. State preemption laws state exactly what that one does, very clearly, that local little bodies of homeowners association wannabes cannot trump state law. You cannot have 50 different villages across a particular state, in this case Pennsylvania, this is their state law, making up their own firearms regulations as they go along as they see fit. You would be turning millions of your residents in the state of Pennsylvania into felons. You've got to have a uniform, and that's exactly what Pennsylvania has. The UFA, the Uniforms Firearms Act in Pennsylvania, is a comprehensive statute that evidences an intent by the legislature to preempt the entire field of firearms and ammunition across the state of PA. That means only the state can make firearms law, period. And that's done just so you don't have little podunk city councils like you do in Pittsburgh who want to rule by edict and emotion and try to play political games and decide, well, we're going to be better than that in Pittsburgh. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do that. And the hell with state law. The mayor, Mayor Bill Peduto, knew damn good and well that he was wasting taxpayers' money with this radical agenda that was in complete violation of Pennsylvania state law and the state constitution. If I were a taxpayer in Pittsburgh, I'd be lining up lawsuits. These people should be held civilly liable for the God knows how many six figures of money that they're going to continue to push in violation of state law, wasting taxpayers' funds. These people should be held civilly and criminally liable. Why? Because they know it's a violation of the law. This is what the word frivolous means when you look it up in the dictionary. This is it. These people are a joke. Now, let me tell you what Tim McNulty said. Now, keep in mind what I read for you about Shannon Watts. People who think that just because we're doing this work, we're anti-gun. We're not. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's what Shannon Watts had to say. Let's tie her right smack back to Pittsburgh, shall we? Here's what Tim McNulty, he's a spokesman for Peduto, the mayor. He said the city's going to appeal the judge's decision. The city and its outside legal counsel have always expected this would be a long legal fight and will continue to fight for the right to take common sense steps to prevent future gun violence. We will appeal. Well, here, let me tell you what, McNulty, you're going to lose. You've already lost and you're going to lose again. And in the process, Pittsburgh residents, you're listening, they're going to be taking buckets of your money and throwing them in the river, right out there by the stadium, right out there by Three Rivers Stadium. Is it still Three Rivers Stadium? Don't know. But they're throwing it away, they're burning it, and they're laughing at you in the process. These people should be held. So there should be a mechanism to find these people. They should have to pay this back out of their own funds, not a state coffer. And they should be held criminally liable for doing this to the taxpayers. This is fleecing the taxpayers of Pittsburgh. And they know it. But let's go back to that outside legal counsel. What does that mean? You know who this is, who the legal counsel they're using? Everytown Law. Everytown for Gun Safety. Michael Bloomberg, Shannon Watts, Everytown for Gun Safety. Phony liars who just told you, Shannon Watts, you just heard me repeat, just because we're involved in this work, this work of trying to subvert Pennsylvania law and its constitution, its state constitution, and its preemption laws, which are put in place precisely to keep dirtbags like you from fleecing taxpayers and local municipalities in violation of state law so that you can enact your anti-gun, un-American, unconstitutional agenda by circumventing the legislative process. That's exactly what you're trying to do. And she goes on to say, people who think just because we're involved in this work that we're anti-gun, that we're not pro-Second Amendment, blah, blah, blah. You're a liar and you're a joke. And the city of Pittsburgh, the taxpayers need to stand up and say something about this. You need to get on Peduto, whatever his name is. You need to get on that city council. You need to praise those three city council members that saw this for what it is. You need to let them know, and you need to thank them. And if I were you, I'd be looking for attorneys. You can't sue them in their capacity when they're just trying to do the city's work. Yeah, well, they're not supposed to be doing what they just did. Find an attorney that's going to push this and say the same damn thing they're said. The taxpayers and their outside legal counsel have always expected this would be a long legal fight because these people are in violation of our state laws and our constitution. And the city and the taxpayers will continue to fight for the right to take common sense steps to prevent these un-American, unconstitutional gun grabbers from blaming law-abiding citizens for the actions of criminals. Wouldn't it be great to see that statement? talk about being powerless. This is an absolute flat-out joke. When we come back after this next break, really easy to bring Angry Mark out on this, by the way. When we come back from this next break, I want to read you some statements from some of the plaintiffs. Yeah, in response to this being chucked out as it should have. Didn't stand a chance, and the mayor knew it. And the fact that he knew it, that's why these are circumstances that should make this different. He knew this was frivolous. He knew he was wasting taxpayer funds. And he did it anyway. There should be civil and criminal penalties for that. It's just, you know, this is how you're going to have to keep these people in check. It's a joke. These people do not have free rein to just walk all over you. When we come back, I'm going to read you some statements from some of the plaintiffs about what they thought. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues in the GunBroker.com studios. Please, please, please support all of our sponsors. I actually have, right down the hall, a cup of Defender coffee brewing right now. I'll be just kind of sipping on that. It's kind of a chilly, rainy day in the ATL today. It has been throughout the day. Great day for a cup of coffee. And whenever I drink daily here on the Daily Defense, it's hard for me to drink it on the nighttime show. But when I drink coffee in the afternoon here on the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in these GunBroker.com studios, I'm drinking Defender coffee. And my profits for the bags that I bought, and I just had a new one delivered yesterday, by the way. I'm going to crack that one open, that vacuum seal. Put a couple scoops in. Now, I'll probably have two cups. I've got it ready to go down there right now. So in the next segment, I'll be sipping on that Defender coffee. But my portion of the profits is going to the Second Amendment Foundation. You can send yours to whichever other one you want. Just take a look at DefenderCoffee.com. What a great sponsor. A great sponsor they have been. And more about others coming up. I'm going to give you an update on the webpage and everything else here in just a few minutes. Let's go back to the court blocking Pittsburgh's scheme. And then I'm going to take you to New York for Cuomo, too, by the way. We're going to kind of go from Pennsylvania to New York. Court blocks Pittsburgh PA gun control scheme in lawsuit brought by FPC, FPF, FOAC, and three gun owners. Check this out. Today, Firearms Policy Coalition, that's the FPC, announced a victory in its case against the city of Pittsburgh and Mayor Bill Peduto. FPC was joined by co-plaintiffs, Firearm Owners Against Crime, Firearms Policy Foundation, that's the FPF, and three individual gun owners. The plaintiffs were represented by Joshua Prince of civil rights defense firm PC. The opinion and order issued by Judge Joseph M. James holding that ordinances 2018-1218, 2018-1219, 2018-1220 are void and unenforceable is available online at pittsburghcase.com. Now, I've not had an opportunity to read all of that yet, but I'm going to. We will be talking about it, I can promise you. We'll be sticking it in their face on the Sunday Monster broadcast. This is a huge victory and a real slap in the face. Boy, do I wish I had the premium content up today. Good Lord. I am delighted that Judge James' decision today appropriately struck down the city of Pittsburgh's unlawful firearm ordinances and signage. That's from attorney Joshua Prince. The city's gun control sought to eviscerate the right of the residents of the Commonwealth to keep and bear arms and ensnare law-abiding citizens through a patchwork of laws. Today, Judge James made clear that Mayor Peduto and the Pittsburgh City Council are neither above the law nor a special class of citizens that may violate the law with impunity. Now, we told you this was going to happen from day one. The moment that Peduto decided to do this and those six boneheads on the City Council decided to do it, we knew this was a slam dunk deal. They stand absolutely no chance on appeal, none whatsoever, but they're going to continue to waste taxpayer money. We look forward, the attorney says, Joshua Prince, to Judge James issuing a decision on Allegheny County Sportsmen's League contempt petition against the city of Pittsburgh and District Attorney Zappala, filing criminal charges against Mayor Peduto and the city council members who enacted these illegal ordinances. Do you see this now? There you go. Let me read that again. We look forward to Judge James issuing a decision on Allegheny County Sportsmen's League's contempt petition against the City of Pittsburgh and District Attorney Zappala filing criminal charges against Mayor Peduto and the City Council members who enacted these illegal ordinances. The quotes here are utterly brilliant. Pennsylvania's preemption statute serves an important purpose. To ensure that Pennsylvanians are not subjected to a patchwork of illogical and inconsistent rules and regulations pertaining to the firearms they chose to employ. That came from FPC Director of Legal Strategy, Adam Kraut. Great attorney, by the way, up there in Pennsylvania, Mr. Kraut is. The city of Pittsburgh, along with support from the billionaire-funded Every Town for Gun Safety, decided to waste city taxpayers' money by knowingly violating Pennsylvania law. Fortunately for those who favor individual liberty and the rule of law, the court held what everyone already knew to be true. State law preempts any local regulation pertaining to the regulation of firearms. And he continued, we are gratified to have partnered on this important case and successfully defended the rights of those who reside in or visit Pittsburgh against corrupt anti-rights politicians and the evil gun control lobby. We are prepared to defeat the city and every town once more should they decide to appeal this ruling. And they're going to. Let me go back to Pittsburgh's anti-gun spokesperson for Mayor Peduto. The city and its outside legal counsel have always expected this would be a long legal fight. Well, you expected wrong. It was pretty short there, bro. And as in slam and dunk. They will continue to fight for the right to take common sense steps to prevent future gun violence. You don't have the right to take unconstitutional, which we refer to as common sense steps, to do anything in violation of your state law. If you want to take it up with the legislature and you want to support a bill and put it in front of the Pennsylvania state legislature and have them vote on it and have the citizens of the state be able to participate in this process, which is exactly what it is at the legislative level, then you can do so. But you, sir, and the rest of your anti-gun clown posse are not above the law like you think you are. Shall I go back to Shannon Watts one more time? Because remember who's funding their case. Michael Bloomberg. Often people think that because we're doing this work, we're anti-gun or we don't support the Second Amendment. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is simply about restoring the responsibilities that go along with gun rights. As if you need lectured from that satellite radio moment word. Complete, utter smackdown. This is a slap in the face. You can hear the crack. That's what it is. And it hurt. And it stung. And it was designed to. And it needed to. Now, you know, this is breaking stuff. I haven't been able to get all over this. I read with you. You heard it with me together that they are apparently going to file some criminal charges. They're looking at filing criminal charges against these people. They ought to. I don't know what Pennsylvania law allows, but we are going to follow this one with bated breath, I'm telling you, because this was a complete open shut deal. To think. Now, I mean, you got to ask this question. Is Mayor Peduto stupid? I mean, is this guy an idiot? Does he actually believe that he and six clown posse socialists on the Democrat controlled, nine Democrats on that city council, does he believe that they are above the law? He clearly must. Or he's pandering and positioning himself for possibly being viewed. Oh, could it be Bloomberg money he's after? Could it be maybe he's got his designs on another political? Oh, but he's got bigger political aspirations? Could that be it? If it's not any of those things, then this guy's just a flat-out moron. He's an idiot to believe that he could do this and somehow prevail. So what you have is, and let's tie it together before we take this break, you've got on the clown posse left, the Beto O'Rourke's, the Kamala Harris's, the Elizabeth Warren's, the Swalwell's before he got out, the Cory Booker's, all trying to run on an unconstitutional mandate to take your firearms. And now a local city council tries to do the same thing and they get smacked down because state law trumps their unconstitutional vision for their city. We'll be back after this and tie it. Let's go to New York. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues right now. Let's get back into segment three. I could get myself in a whole lot of trouble today about segment three, here in segment three, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna hold back a little bit, the best I can. I'm not telling you Angry Mark is going to come out. I'm just simply telling you that, well, it's possible, but I'm going to do my best to keep it in check. And I don't want to insult people who live in certain areas, but I'm going to tell you the truth because that's what I do. Let me wrap up the Pittsburgh gun grab, slap in the face smackdown that those guys got from a judge yesterday. There were a couple, I mentioned some statements and I talked a little bit about that. I mentioned Shannon Watts and who she is and her phony lies and who falls for this stuff. FOAC, Firearms Owners Against Crime, President Kim Stolfer said this about the attempt in Pittsburgh. Did I say Chicago by accident? I don't remember. Pittsburgh is what I'm talking about. Peduto and his gun-grabbing gang of six at the city council know that they violated the Pennsylvania Constitution and statutory law. These political puppets of the gun control lobby have victimized the people of Pittsburgh and burdened the taxpayers with an unconstitutional and unlawful pile of radical garbage. Well said, oh, bravo. That's worthy of a golf clap. Beautiful. Couldn't have said that any better. Because it's spot on. Now, Shannon Watts. Just because we're doing this work. What work, Shannon? Oh, you mean supporting unconstitutional violations of state law in areas around the country with Bloomberg's wallet? That work? Yeah, that's what she's talking about. Just because we're involved in this work, people think we're anti-gun, that we're against the Second Amendment. That couldn't be further from the truth. Except if your city council wants to legislate your guns out of existence or through executive action, or city council legislate your stuff out of it, we're going to go ahead and support them with money from Bloomberg, even though it's a violation of the law and they know it. Why? Because the city of Pittsburgh was represented by Everytown Law, the litigation arm of Everytown for Gun Safety Support Fund. Who are they? A gun control group. And let's not forget the attorneys, the outside attorneys, Carlson Lynch, LLP, know nothing about them, and the city's Department of Law. All of these people should be held liable, civilly and criminally, for trying to sidestep and write some goofy city council ordinance in violation of state law and state constitution. All of these people should be forced to repay out of their own pocketbooks whatever it costs the taxpayer to defend against this. Every single one of them. And I hope Everytown for Gun Safety, when this is done, has to pay. And everybody else has to pay the city back for the money that it costs the taxpayers, because Kim Stolfer is correct. Peduto and his gun-grabbing gang of six at the city council know that they violated the Pennsylvania Constitution and statutory law. These political puppets of the gun control lobby have victimized the people of Pittsburgh and burdened the taxpayers with an unconstitutional and unlawful pile of radical garbage. Couldn't be further from the truth. Now, let me move you to New York. Let's go to New York. And this is a tough one because I could get myself in trouble with this. There are a lot of people who live in New York that think the whole world revolves around New York. The media is notorious for this. Have you ever flipped on, I don't know, pick any morning news show. News show, fake news show, whatever you want to call it. And watch them give the weather. They'll spend 5 minutes on the Northeast. You won't even know that there's a country west of the Mississippi. They won't tell you what's going on in the Midwest unless there's some tornadoes they got to talk about. They'll never show the Dakotas. They'll never show Montana, Wyoming, Idaho. They'll just blow right past it as if the Northeast is it, because that's where they're located, in particular, New York City. And New York City, Democrats, socialists love to export their garbage to the rest of the world. And they're very obnoxious about it because they think you don't know anything. If you don't live where they live, you're a hick. You're a hick. They don't like you. Cuomo is one of these people. Now, to the good people in the state of New York, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You fight this every single day in your own state. If it wasn't for New York City, New York State would be bright red. But because of New York City, you have what you have. You have Schumer. You have Cuomo. You have Cuomo's, plural. You have Schumer, apparently, forever. And what does this have to do with Pittsburgh? Let's go back to what Shannon Watts just said. Oh, we're not anti-gun. Please, that couldn't be further from the truth. Yes, of course we'll fund that unconstitutional violation of state law lawsuit. Of course we will. Of course we'll fund the violation of statutory law in Pennsylvania. Heck yeah, we will. Sure we will. But we're not anti-gun. Sure, let's do it. Cuomo, listen to this. Think about what we just talked about with Pittsburgh. Here's Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, New York State. Dems who don't support my gun plan shouldn't be running. Who the hell are you, man? Who are you to tell the rest of the clown posse members in your socialist party that if they don't support your gun plan, they shouldn't be running? Sounds to me like Cuomo doesn't care about the weather anywhere else, only in New York. Except when it comes to guns, he wants to export his crappy weather everywhere else. Hey, Cuomo, we don't like snow. That's why we live down south. If you want to stay up there in the snow, go ahead. Feel free. It's a free country. But quit trying to export that crappy weather down to me. We don't want it here. It isn't welcome here. Because that's what Cuomo is saying. Understand what he's saying. Democrats who don't support my gun plan shouldn't be running. This is an obnoxious... I got to be really careful here. Yeah, Cuomo is a lot of things. He's a lot of things that I need premium content for. What is the gun plan, his gun control plan, his gun plan? What is his gun plan that he's obnoxious enough to state that anybody who doesn't support it shouldn't be running? Outlawing assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. What's an assault weapon? Ask those of you listening in Seattle. You're listening right now. Olympia, Spokane, KBNP listeners. You're listening right now. Portland, Oregon. The rest of the Northwest. What's an assault weapon? Anything they say it is. Right, Washington State? Outlaw assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. What's a high-capacity magazine? Anything they claim it to be. Whatever they deem it to be, it is. Number one. Two, they want to create a mental health database to prevent the dangerously mentally ill from purchasing a firearm. Who's dangerously mentally ill? Anybody they claim. Whoever they say it is. And they get to write the definitions of dangerously mentally ill. Are you dangerously mentally ill because you have 60 guns in your safe? I bet so. Number three, pass universal background checks, closing the private gun sales loophole, which are completely unenforceable without registration. They have registration in New York. Yeah. And pass red flag legislation preventing individuals who pose a risk to themselves or others from purchasing a firearm, which is what? A complete violation of your due process rights. Because anybody can make an accusation in New York at this stage of the game who doesn't even know you, like a teacher or maybe a coworker who doesn't like you because they got passed up for the promotion that you got instead, or a spouse, an ex-spouse, maybe a neighbor. This is dangerous stuff. Now, when you combine what we're talking about, time is going to get the best of me here, but that's okay. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. When you combine and tie together everything that we just did, you begin to see this picture emerge, don't you? We'll talk about it and expand on it a little bit in the final segment. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. We're going to wind down this hour of today's edition of the program. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. It's been a good one. It's tough to keep some of this stuff in the box. You get emotional with this because it angers you. You know, this is America we live in, and you look to see, is it sad to see where the Democrat Party has gone in America? Somewhat, kind of, sort of. Nothing I didn't predict a decade ago. If you've been listening to the program, go back. Every word I've ever uttered is on my website, armedamericanradio.com. New version of which will, by the way, will be out soon. I'm still hopeful we'll have it out by the end of this week, but I want it to be right for you, so it's coming up soon. So head over to armedamericanradio.com, put your email address in there, and we will keep you advised. As we get closer and closer, should be any day now. I'm telling you that with certainty, it's going to be any day. Cuomo, your passions rise when you hear about this, and it's easy to get in trouble. It's easy to make comments like, we don't care about this guy, this obnoxious, and that's what he is. He's obnoxious as the day is long. You simply need to look at him. Just look at him and listen to him talk, and you'll find out exactly what this guy has. He's a tyrant. This is a guy who will march through your life and leave you what he wants to leave you and take what he doesn't think you would have. Listen to what he said about his edict. He says, New York State passed these laws 6 years ago and they have worked. So we should probably go to the, and I don't, I should have done that. See, I wasn't even thinking about that, right? I should have gone right to the FBI UCR report and see how many murders there have been in New York and compared them over last. Okay? Murders and crime across the country are dropping. Not because of Cuomo wanting to export his infringements on your right to bear arms. This is the spin coming from this obnoxious satellite radio moment word. New York passed these laws 6 years ago and they have worked. No legal gun owners' rights have been violated. But unnecessary dangerous weapons are off the street. And dangerously mentally ill people cannot buy guns. We were the laboratory, and now it must be done on the national level. And if a candidate can't support this pledge, I don't believe they should be running for president as a Democrat. Well, dude, not only are they supporting your pledge, which I don't know. Why do they have to get down on a knee and kiss Cuomo's ring? I mean, who does this guy think he is? Even if I were a socialist, I'd be like, dude, who do you think you are? It doesn't, I mean, that's just the obnoxious in certain people from certain areas of the country who think that they're better than everybody else. Well, let me make it clear to Cuomo that millions of gun owners would take issue with your statement that no legal gun owners' rights have been violated when they can't buy the most frequently purchased rifle in the country, which is the AR-15-223 or an AK-47 semi-automatic rifle. I would believe that they would tell you that their rights as legal gun owners has been infringed. And I would bet and take issue with, and I bet you, there are a lot of people who have been screwed out of their right to keep and bear arms with no due process because of an allegation that's unsubstantiated that was made against them when your Gestapo came in and took what they owned, didn't charge them criminally, and left them floundering. I would bet you that that person would say that, yeah, their rights have been violated and infringed on. And I would also bet to say that you, sir, are not the final word. You don't get to tell me what gun of mine is unnecessary or dangerous weapon. That's not up to you to decide. That's up to me to decide as a free American. And you know what? When I buy a gun for self-defense, I want it to be dangerous. I want it to be as dangerous as it can be. And I want the ammunition in it capable of doing incredible destruction to the individual that's trying to harm me or my family. You don't get to make that call. You obnoxious. Time to take a breather. Elections have consequences, don't they? Let's move on to something else before I do get myself in some trouble. Do you remember when we were talking about Nikki Fried? Do you remember who Nikki Fried is? Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture. Do you remember during the elections when we were discussing her, and it was very close? She's the only Democrat in Florida that was elected. She's not appointed by the governor, but it's the governor. The Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture is an elected position, and a Democrat won it just by the hair on her chinny chin chin. Do you remember that? Why is that important? Who cares on Armed American Radio about Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture? Because it's the agriculture division that's in charge of the concealed permit licensing in Florida, which is the number one permit most widely held across the country. You, as I do, may have a Florida permit in your wallet or your purse. Millions of you do. Oh, I'm not going to mess with the permits. No, I'm not going to do that. I can't do that anyway. I'm not going to do it. Guess what? Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, Nikki Fried, is now asking the state legislature to implement sweeping changes to Florida's concealed carry process. Ain't that just like a socialist? Huh? And you wonder why we don't like you, socialists. She wants to keep the fingerprints for concealed carry holders on file for 5 years. And she also wants to reduce the renewal period from 7 to 5 years. I remember when it went from 5 to 7 years. Now she wants to reduce it back. I wonder if she's concerned about all those gangbangers and criminal thug scumbags that are getting their concealed carry permits. In addition, she wants to require applicants to take a concealed carry course every single time they renew their license, not just when they first apply. So I can promise you that right now, somewhere in Florida in the legislature, a good little socialist is writing up a bill that they can get down to her one knee, genuflect, and say, here you go, Ms. Fried. Here's the bill you requested. Even though, of course, she said, I'm not going to mess with anything. It doesn't need to be messed with. Blah, blah, blah. Yet again, another socialist doing what socialists do. Socialist things. Because, and I ask you, honestly, do you believe that Nikki Fried is concerned about criminals using their concealed carry permits? Do you believe that she believes that? Criminals don't get concealed carry permits. They don't apply for permits. They don't spend $107. They don't take classes. They don't give the state their fingerprints because they can't, because they're already on file, because they're criminals. And they don't need a criminal. A criminal does not need a concealed carry permit in the state of Florida to rob a liquor store. Dude, you got a permit? Yeah, can you rob the liquor store? My permit's expired. I can't carry my gun from here to there lawfully. Well, I don't want to get caught on the way. I don't have a permit. Can you just rob it tonight. Your permit's still active, right? You got to be a certain level of stupid to fall for this stuff. A certain level of stupid to fall for this. And to believe that these people don't want to infringe on your rights, and I take you right back around, because that's what we do on the show, to what Shannon Watts said when I told you in the first segment. Just because people think we're involved in this work, we're anti-gun. We don't believe in the Second Amendment. Nothing could be further from the truth. So I'm going to ask you to think about this today. This is your homework. I know I don't have to. Does Nikki Fried care about your right to bear arms, or would she infringe on anything she could as the Florida Department of Agriculture head? Now, I can tell you, I believe Florida's probably going to make some changes to take that away from her by moving it back to the State Department. I'll keep you abreast of that. There has been some talk about that. Why? Because no socialist can be trusted around your guns. That's right. And they know it. The Republicans in control and the governor know it. Do you think Cuomo has your best interest as a gun owner in mind? Do you think Perdue and the rest of those lunatics have your best interest in mind in Pittsburgh?